We got to talk about Tom Hanks.
He's a guy who's always known as being like a really nice guy. Like for years, he's always been a really, really, really nice guy in every environment. Like he's one of those people that, you know, people yell stuff at him and he's just like, hey, sorry.
Forrest
hey, what's
Gump.
Up?
You can't Forrest yell anything Gump. At you, Forrest right. Gump or Woody. He's Woody.
Right. Right. Yeah. So he's known as being a really nice guy. So he and his wife, Rita Wilson, also famous actress, they were eating at, I don't know where they were. Were they at Nobu?
It looks like somewhere around there.
Yeah, I just recognized it. I saw the video and I heard Tom Hanks. I didn't bother to do a deeper dive into where he was coming out of because it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
But this is the part that matters, I thought was really interesting. So, you know, they're used to getting mobbed. They're famous. They were the first celebrities to have COVID. You know, people were taking COVID seriously because Tom and Rita had it in Australia. You know, it was a big deal. And he's just always been beloved. So this is very interesting. So they're coming out of the restaurant and they're mobbed by, there's three kinds of people that mob celebrities. There's the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the paparazzi were there because the entire thing is on video and it was photographed. So there's paparazzi there. That's for sure. Then there's always the autograph hounds, the autograph seekers. And I've learned that the hard way from being in radio for so many years, whenever a big time celebrity comes to your radio station, whether it's Selena Gomez or Taylor Swift, you have to make sure that they get out of the building safely, not because there's anyone dangerous, because they get mobbed by autograph seekers who don't really want their autograph for themselves. It's so they can turn around and sell whatever it is they've autographed on eBay or on autograph sites or whatever. So it seemed like that the guy that is in the midst of this little entanglement with Rita and Tom Hanks was an autograph seeker because he's holding a Wilson ball of some kind. And I think he was about to ask Tom Hanks to sign it.
To sign Wilson. That's cool.
Right, exactly. And then the third person you get is actual fans, like people that are walking by. They didn't know Tom and Rita were there. They see them at the last minute. They pull up their phones. Hi, can we take a selfie? You know, those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three. That's the three types of person that whenever you see a celebrity, that's who's usually around them. So it seems like this was an autograph hound, and he was getting really close to them and trying to make conversation. Hey, Tom, hey, what's up? That kind of thing. And he was so focused on Tom that he ended up giving Rita a flat tire, which means like he stepped on her shoe, basically. Mm-hmm. And he stepped on her shoe and she tripped as a result. But Tom Hanks wrongly thought that this guy pushed Rita Wilson out of the way. We're going to play a little of the reaction because it's very not Tom Hanks like.
Back the fuck off!
What are y'all doing?
What do you want, dude?
You are crazy, bro.
Knock it over my wife!
Yeah, they're bugging. Sorry to talk about that. They're really bugging out. These people are. Yeah,
come on, man.
Sorry about that, Tom.
Tom, sorry about that, Tom.
What are they doing?
It was very interesting that Tom Hanks was angry. That he was not being Hanksy about it.
I wonder with people like him that they are so opposite of you. They're nice all the time. So at some point they're going to just explode because you can't have 60 years of that built up inside of you. Just one little thing is going to set you off. Unlike you, where everything sets you off.
Everything.
So if you explode, it's not going to be that bad. But when Tom Hanks explodes, then the world catches fire.
That's a good point. You know, for me, if that happened to me, if I was a celebrity, that would just be like the fifth time today I exploded. I'd be like, I'm tired. I'm whatever. Just be careful next time. Like, I'd be so exploded out that by the time I got to leaving the restaurant. Yeah, but that's the thing. So the question is, why has Tom Hanks started to behave this way? Because other people, I went, you know, I always go and I read the comment section. And somebody said, you know, Tom, same thing happened to me. I saw Tom Hanks for the first time. And I was like, hey, Tom. And he just sort of ignored me. And he's never an ignoring kind of guy. Usually he at least waves back. So people have been noticing that Tom Hanks, as of late, has been a little more like, get off my lawn. you know?
I think for the past 2 years, everybody has been on edge. It doesn't matter who you are. We have a very short fuse.
Right.
It started with COVID, and it just gets worse and worse. So I don't, you know, it could be the nicest person in the world, which is Tom Hanks, and anything can set you off.
I blame New York. I think we did it to Tom Hanks. I think he was on the plane coming here really happy, being nice to all the flight attendants, being nice to everybody who's sitting near him in first class, and even some of the people that noticed him as they were going through to coach, you know, probably like, oh my God, Tom Hanks. Yep, Tom Hanks right here. The minute he landed in LaGuardia, mm-hmm. he was probably like, I'm feeling a little something. I don't know what it is, you know? And then he got in the Uber, and the Uber driver was like, not having it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got to New York, and all of us here, we
traffic,
have all like, oh, no,
hot,
it's more than
smells
that.
Smells like piss.
We've had it up to here. Mm-hmm. Like, us New Yorkers, we are done with all of it. There's shootings in the subway. There's people pushing each other. There's so much anger and hostility in New York that even Tom Hanks, we did this to Tom Hanks. Even he, do you know what I mean? Like, it's the kind of thing where it's so bad that people are like, oh, well, you know, how bad could it be? I mean, like, if Tom Hanks comes here, would we be able to turn him? Yes, in a matter of days. He just got here to promote Elvis, the movie. And already we've turned him.
It's like Betty White. You couldn't break Betty White. She passed away, so she didn't get past that mean stage. She didn't get to that stage. So I think Tom is taking up for that now.
I'm telling you, it's 2022. If Betty White stayed alive a little bit longer and came to New York, you would see Betty White like taking punches at, she would be throwing punches at those paparazzi. You'd be like, what the heck happened to Betty White? New York.